This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe. Shh. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another edition of Happy Hour. As always with these, if you choose to drink, whatever you choose to do, please do so responsibly. What are you sipping on, Samantha?
I am drinking water and coffee. Keeping it real.
Yeah.
What about you?
I have red wine, which is appropriate, because today is our annual Life Day Happy Hour celebration.
Woohoo!
Yes, I think we've done one for the past 3 years. But yes, the traditional color of Life Day is red. So red wine is appropriate. I did look up my previous Life Day outline, which must have been, I think I did a more like women of Life Day last year, but the previous year was Life Day. And I wrote in there in the outline where it's like, oh, I am going to make this Disco Luke outfit. I made that outfit. And now you can buy that shirt on TeePublic. And good friend of the show, Marissa, has one and wore it last time I saw her.
Love it.
Because she's amazing. God, I love her.
I love it.
Yeah. So Life Day is November 17th, which is this Friday as we're recording this. I'm very excited. I'm going to talk about this a bit more at the end, but it's funny to me that I love how commercials now, even commercials, which started way too damn early, by the way, are like, the holidays are so stressful. We're all acknowledging it.
Yes.
And then Friendsgiving kind of became stressful. And now for me, Life Day is like my...
Why stressful, though?
It's stressful because what normally happens is... and this is a me thing and not a them thing. It happens the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And normally I'm in Dahlonega that day. And I'm helping my mom do all of the decorating and stuff. And it's just like getting there because it's usually not in Atlanta, which is fine. But like, it's like I'm in Dahlonega and it's not in Atlanta.
Right.
And I'm with my mom all day and I'm doing this stuff. So it's sort of a, I always want to go and I almost never make it. And I feel really guilty about it, which I am going to talk about at the end. I am trying this year. I'm trying really hard. I'm even trying to like float the idea with my mom. We need to do all the stuff on Friday.
Oh, okay.
But then I feel bad, even though, again, that's a me thing and not a her thing. I just can't be everywhere at once, and I want to be sometimes.
That's true.
But I do love Life Day. I love celebrating it with my friends. It's a really low-key thing. And I had a whole separate outline for this, Samantha, that was much more intense. And then I was like, I need some happiness in my life, and I need some joy. and I'm not going to do this right now.
Oh, Lord, I'm curious, but don't want to know. Like, both of these things are happening.
I am going to talk about it later. It's nothing. It's like silly Star Wars drama. It is not like anything major.
Okay.
But originally I was going to talk about that. And I was like, I really want this to be a fun time this year. And I don't need it. I just don't need it right now. And to that end, a lot of people have been sending me a bunch of fun Star Wars videos of people finding joy in Star Wars, and I've loved it. And I got one today from my great friend Katie, who I'll be celebrating Life Day with, of a video of a very young girl making a lightsaber. And she was so happy. And I was like, yes, this is the thing. I did it too, and I'm an adult, and it was so fun.
And then you bought a real one. Or actually,
yeah, that
my
was
friend
the...
bought you a real one.
Yes.
Quote unquote real one. A Disney one.
Yeah.
Let's be very clear.
Yes. Yes. If only.
I'm sorry.
I do think about every year because, admittedly, I'm probably the only one who will watch the holiday special, which Life Day is based upon. Every year. So every year we kind of try to come up with a new thing to do. I really wanted, when I was a kid, I had this board game that had a VHS that you played along with it, you know? And we had so much fun, and I always won because I was the oldest. And if you were the oldest, you didn't get the dark side points. As long as everyone was doing the same thing, and none of us wanted to be in the dark side, so I always won. So I had a blast. but I don't have a VCR anymore, but I bet I could find a YouTube, like a video of it on YouTube. Because I still have the game. I still have the board and all the pieces and stuff. But okay, this is just going to be kind of a brief celebration. Again, looking for joy this year. So I don't actually know if I've ever, because I was looking back over my old outlines. I don't think I've ever described the plot. I've described what Life Day is. I've described...
Is there an actual plot?
There is a plot. Sure.
Okay.
Samantha, there is a plot.
Okay.
So the plot, very, very basically, is... Okay. First of all, it's a variety show. Let me say that. It's a 70s, late 70s variety show.
It's meant for you if you have been high on something. Like that's the level.
Yes. Well, it feels like a fever dream. But yes, it is. There is a plot. It is based around Chewbacca's family, Mala, his wife, Itchy, his dad, Lumpy, his son, waiting on Chewbacca. Lumpy. Yes.
I know. Just every time. They just did not like him.
Lumpy was not having a good day, okay? Lumpy had to watch an insurance video. It was
Lumpy
wild.
Watched some weird porn with his grandpa.
Lumpy did not witness the porn. Only Itchy and probably Art Carney's character, who I can remember, never remember his name. But yes, there is porn in this, briefly. Well, actually, it feels
such
like a lifetime. but anyway, they're waiting for Han and Chewie to get home for Life Day, which is a Wookiee holiday celebrating life that involves wearing red robes and making ornaments. There's a tree of life, making food. It's essentially Star Wars Christmas, Thanksgiving maybe combined. They were truly trying to capitalize on that. And it's interspersed with just very strange performance pieces as a variety show with Bea Arthur. That's the main introduction to Boba Fett, even though he actually was introduced a little earlier, but that's where most people were introduced to him via cartoon. And that's it. You have Luke trying to get there, and he's got his makeup thing going on, and everyone speculates it's because of the car crash, and he was on pain medication, but the timing doesn't work out. And by the way, the legend of that car crash, infamous. We don't know. And then you have Carrie Fisher, who was clearly high, singing in it. It is notoriously very bad. There are many, many podcast on this very network you can listen to about it. On other networks you can listen to about it. There's a documentary I'm going to talk about it. But yes, they finally come together at the end. and celebrate Life Day in space, like in the gap, like literally in space. Like they're just in the stars somehow. But anyway, they have a good old time. Oh. Yeah.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
I was looking this up, and this is going to become relevant later because I was just curious. And I found this quote from Wikipedia. And the question was, do the Sith, which is like Darth Vader and the Emperor, celebrate Life Day? Here's the quote. The old Sith Empire, for instance, considered Life Day to be a disgraceful menace of a holiday, which encouraged activities unbecoming of an imperial citizen, such as dancing in inclement weather, singing unpatriotic carols, and engaging in nonviolent physical contact with Wookiees. Because yes, the Empire sucks. I don't know why I have to convince people of that sometimes, but it does. And they were terrible to Wookiees. So it was sort of like real bad, and it confused a lot of people. Although I did read quotes from people at the time, including the creators, but also some people who watched it and were like, yeah, that's what variety shows were like at this time. And then people found it later in the 80s when that had faded away and did not know what was going on. And then it just got worse and worse. I don't know. But in our modern times, Life Day is experiencing like a rise. There is a cookbook, which I own, a Life Day cookbook. You can buy items, Life Day items. And I'm not talking like fan-made items. I'm talking like at Disney items. They have a whole page. They have a whole celebration in Disney World for Life Day, probably Disneyland too, but I know Disney World for a fact. Last year, Disney Plus released a Life Day lo-fi playlist that you could just listen to on Life Day, which I did listen to.
Of course you did.
They have the Lego version,
right?
Which came out a few years ago. Which is very funny to me because currently they only have two segments from the holiday special on Disney Plus. They do not have the whole thing, which, yes, you cannot still. You still can't get that anywhere.
Unless you're Annie and you force people to watch it.
Yes. It's only me, the peddler of the holiday special. Then there is a documentary, yes. It is called Disturbance in the Force. I haven't seen it yet. I'm desperate to see it. Which is about how this got made, but also all of the wild stuff that was happening in Star Wars at this time. Because this is not the only thing. It is by far the most like notorious, legendary, infamous thing. But this is not at all the only thing. I do sometimes feel bad that I find such joy out of something that clearly a lot of people wish everyone would forget.
Did the author ever talk about it?
I don't know. I've never looked it up.
No.
She probably did. Like I said, the creators of it were kind of like, hey, it wasn't that bad. And actually, you guys should watch it again and we'll talk about it. So if I had been in it, like, I can understand. Yeah, I totally understand. But I feel like at a certain point, I would lean in. But I would dread every life day. I'd be like, oh, no, here it comes. here it comes. But, you know, even with all of that, it is still pretty niche. Like, I don't think if I just say Happy Life Day to even a casual Star Wars fan, they will know what I'm talking about. Maybe I'm wrong, actually, but I feel like it's still not super well known, because, like, the Lego special, people, I'm sure, watched it. But if you didn't know where it was coming from, I don't know that you would be like, oh, Life Day, here's what it is. And I was thinking about this for a couple of reasons. I mean, one, I really, really, really love, you know, I love the super niche nerdy shit. That's like one of my favorite things about Dragon Con is like nerds building off. Like, you find a costume that is like 3 degrees away from the original nerd that made that original costume. Like, I love that. That's why I love going as Disco Luke, because I found it and I was like, oh my God, this is stunning and amazing. And I have to go. And when someone recognizes it, I'm like, yes. So the holiday special, I think, you know, for a certain sect of fans, it is iconic. It is legendary. I think people have heard of it. They might know nothing about it other than it's bad, but they've heard of it. But I would also say we've all kind of largely agreed that it's not canon.
Right.
Or it is canon, but only parts of it, which leads me to canon. Star Wars canon right now versus fanon and headcanon.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. So I looked this up. Is the holiday special canon? So as of 2017, Life Day is canon. It was actually made canon in a video game. And then like an entry in StarWars.com, I think. The holiday special, though, only pieces of it are canon. Only pieces.
the pieces that Disney put on?
I think that, yes, but also I know Bea Arthur's character is canon, but I don't know. I'm sure it's not in the, say, I think she is a bartender, but it's like that piece of the holiday special isn't canon, but the character is canon, if that makes sense.
Okay, sure.
But, I mean, that does bring me to my next question, which I was pondering late last night when I was trying to sleep. Is canon even a thing anymore? Because at this point, there is so much. And I actually remember, I think several years ago, I lamented to you, there's going to be a day, like, I'm not going to be able to keep up with everything. And I've arrived at that day. I think I was already at that day. I just didn't realize I was already at that day. Because there's so much, there's so many books, there's so many comics, there's so many games. And canon is not consistent anymore, even though they have a person who is in charge of making sure canon is consistent. It is not. There are many things that don't agree in canon. And I've also been thinking about this because, okay, there's been I'm sure you've heard about this, and we're actually going to come back. I haven't told you this, Samantha, but I'm planning on coming back about and talking about all this hand-wringing that is going on about fatigue. Like Marvel fatigue and Star Wars fatigue and all the pressure on like women as they're more women-led and more diverse, because of course that took longer. Now is when that fatigue is coming in, which is for various reasons, I'm sure. The fatigue is real, I believe, but also other things. And as a fan of Star Wars, I feel like an interesting thing is happening, because one of the reasons Star Wars specifically is like maybe the fatigue is no one gets, like everything is too dependent on everything else now, which is true for Marvel as well. But it's interesting to me because I have read all of the books that came out in the 90s. I've read all those comics. And what's confusing me is that they're bringing things from that into the new canon, but I can't tell what all pieces they're bringing. I just know they're bringing things, so I get confused. And so it feels like, and I know I did a whole piece on this, but actually more and more people are saying this. I feel like I'm like, it's a fan fiction of a fan fiction right now. I'm like, because the 90s things was a fan fiction, and now they're writing fan fiction about that. Which is not to say it's worse at all, because I've read plenty of good fan fiction to fan fiction. But it's just funny to me that I don't feel like I'm actually in a... I'm kind of curious if someone who hasn't read that stuff is doing better than me. Like, maybe they aren't as confused because they don't know all this other stuff.
Maybe.
I'm just curious. And I think there was a lot of... I've seen a lot of people complain about headcanon and fanon. And so headcanon is just... It's basically like what you are like, this is what I'm going to decide is canon and not. The key about it is you don't push it on anyone else. You don't get mad. Or you can get mad, but keep it to yourself or your friends.
Right.
But you realize that, like, yes, there is such a bigger thing happening and you can't control it. But it does feel kind of galling when I'm like, but their canon doesn't even match. So why can I not just pick and choose? And I recognize, and your headcanon can change. Your headcanon can expand and change as things go on. Fanon is like things fans believe to be true popularly, even though they've never been like explicitly said are true. And so... I feel like this is the problem I'm running into because I have a very healthy, happy headcanon, I think. I don't like you darting away to laugh at me. It's a nice place. But, you know, the issue is canon impacts the fan creation of like fan fiction or fan art, all that stuff. And so even if I'm like, I don't want that, it is still impacting what people write, what people create. And fanon, on the other hand, impacts interpretation of media. So you've heard me talk about this before. I get really frustrated. It's kind of the same story, but with like The Mandalorian, Din and Grogu, or Joel and Ellie and The Last of Us, where everyone as the audience is like, oh, we love them. Great. But everyone else, pretty much literally everyone else in that cast of characters has no idea who this like bounty hunter character is. So why are we expecting them to be like, oh, cool. Yeah, he's his dad now. Fanon. That's what Fanon does. These are just some thoughts of mine. This, I'm telling you, this is me toning it down because I originally had a much more intense outline.
Yeah. Your face is kind of turning red in this conversation. Like, that's the level of passion that's happening that's just like, all I have is nods for you.
Thank you for your nods.
I got your nods. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I do wonder sometimes, because one of the reasons I was like, I really want this one to be a joyful one and not go into my issues about like Mandalorians or whatever, is because I have been getting drawn up in these things. And I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with that, but sometimes I'll read somebody's comments and I can tell, and I do the same thing, but it's like, the canon isn't consistent. So when you're making that argument, you're ignoring this piece of the canon. But I also ignore pieces of the canon. But we can't all, we don't know all this stuff because it's way too much to know. But it means that it's impacting me because you haven't read that thing. But it's also impacting you because I haven't done the thing. And so I was also wondering if it's easier for people who are like, oh, I only just like this. Like, I only like this show. I only like these movies. I only like this. And it's not that they hate other things, but they're like, I only like this. So it doesn't, I don't know, bother them. They're just like, okay, sure. Or if it like, I don't know, gets easier for some people to be like, oh, I'm really into it now. And then later you're like, okay. Which I said before, I think, and I even read an article that I was like, oh, okay, that the sequel trilogy is going to have a renaissance. I think it will. But right now, still hurts. But that brings me to my final point. Which is all this whole episode is kind of about. I also, and I know it doesn't sound like it if you've listened to the show, I do get embarrassed that I talk so much about nerdy stuff. I do try to hold back. I think this is for a couple of reasons, but one of the big ones I think of is my brothers made fun of me for liking Star Wars so much when I was young. I got teased for it at school. I wouldn't say it was like bullying, but I definitely got teased for it. And so I just sort of like, okay, you shouldn't, out loud, you shouldn't say the stuff. This should be just a you thing. And I am passionate. I am very, very passionate. And I do love talking about it. But because of this, because I want people to love or at least like the things I like. And I worry that by talking about it too much, I become annoying and they won't like it. Like they'll associate it with like, ugh, oh no, then I'll have to deal with her. So I don't always invite people to my nerdy things that I do, because I know that they are not into it, and it has gotten me in trouble before. Because people are like, why didn't you invite me? And I'm like, well, I don't think you'd like it. Like, you could have invited me and I would still like to hang out with you. And I think like I would still hold back. I would hold back because I'd be like, oh, they really don't care about this. And again, that is on me, that it's not on them. But I do worry about that sometimes, because right now, like on Life Day, I'm just like, hey, it's Life Day. And I have like two people that are like, okay, let's hang out, which is great, which is fine. But it's just, I have run into trouble around this before. And Life Day is such a niche thing. Like, it's so specific. And, you know, the holiday, like Thanksgiving's the next week. I'm really stressed. You're really stressed because we're trying to get ahead enough to go take your vacation. So I just don't really invite people to it. But then, how many people want to hear me talk about Strandcast? Who's to say?
Like that you answered yourself.
Who's to say?
Just for clarification,
I am not one of those who gets offended about not being invited. It just sounded sure. like maybe you were specifically talking about yeah. me. And I was like,
no.
No. I'm really excited that you are going to have the time of your life with that.
Yes. We've done some Life Day stuff. We've yeah. done plenty of Star Wars stuff.
We've done a lot of those stuff, yeah.
No, I don't think Life Day has ever come up, but some Star Wars stuff has come up before, like Star Wars Day. And it's nothing, mate. I'm just...
hashing it out on...
I'm trying to figure out the line between, like, should I just invite people, even though I know they'll say no? Should I invite them and they'll say... yes, but then I'll be like, I can't talk about this stupid thing.
Yeah, I feel like the rule should be you invite who you want as long as you're comfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to enjoy that day with that person, then great. If not, then no, that's not on you.
Yeah, I guess it feels kind of silly because it is really silly. Life Day is really, really silly. But I do love it. And I love that it's silly. So it's like, I kind of don't want to invite people who it's just going to become a hang.
Right.
I want it to be like a Life Day hang. It's still a hang, right. but it's a Life Day.
Think of this as our producer Chandler's TV watching, where he gets really upset about specific shows. Yeah. That's you. And so you enjoy it with people who are like-minded.
Yeah. We hang, we joke, we talk. I only say that because Chandler does not like any of that. Love you, Chandler.
I had one person who would not say, but like every now and then do a passive aggressive. I mean, if I had known you guys were just going to talk about this, I would have watched this by myself yeah. repeatedly in a crowd of like 20.
Oh, no.
And we were all like, bro, you're at the wrong house. You should have known better.
No. Yeah, that's kind of the thing. Like,
and I don't think he was ever invited back. Also, I don't think he cared to be invited
right.
back.
Yeah, he might have been like, no thanks.
Yeah, I'm not coming.
Well, these are just some of my thoughts. I'm sure I'll return because I also had my other Luke Skywalker outline. I never did for my birthday. I can't remember why. I did something else. But there's more stuff to talk about.
There will always be stuff.
But in the meantime, I'm trying to watch Ahsoka this weekend. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
I'm trying to catch up on all my stuff. I have it on my calendar. In the meantime, happy Life Day.
Happy Life Day.
Yes. Well, listeners, if you do anything for Life Day, if you do any foods or drinks, I'm still hashing out the menu. Please let us know. You can email us at stephanieandmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Steph Never Told You. We do have a Tee Public store with that Disco Annie shirt.
Yes.
And we have a book where I talk about some of this stuff. I think I talk about Life Day. Of course I do. Which you can get wherever you get your books. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Steph I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts on iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.